Words to Students, December 10th, 1898. I speak to the students who come to our schools to receive knowledge. They must be impressed that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible is our lesson book. All have capacities that they must be taught to regard as sacred endowments and to appreciate as the Lord's gifts, which must be rightly employed. It is by overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil that any student comes into possession of that knowledge that gives him access to the tree of life. We must all learn that we must overcome as Christ overcame in our behalf. All pride is sin and must be expelled from the soul. Christ came to cut us loose from the originator of sin. He came to give us a mastery over the power of the destroyer, and to save us from the sting of the serpent. Through his imparted righteousness, he would place all human beings where they will be on vantage ground. He came to this earth and lived the law of God, that man might stand in his God-given manhood, having complete mastery over his natural inclination to self-indulgence and to the selfish ideas and principles which tarnish the soul. The physician of soul and body, he will give wisdom and complete victory over warring lusts. He will provide every facility that man may perfect a completeness of character in every respect. "Them that honor me, I will honor," God declares. 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. Daniel and his fellows honored the Lord by standing firm as a rock to principle. And God honored these faithful witnesses. Those who walk in the light of God's living word may discern the errors and false theories that Satan presents before human beings. In obedience to God's word, in resistance to Satan's sophistries, there is freedom, there is happiness, there is saving grace. Jesus desires to prevent a waste of the powers he gave his life to redeem from Satan's control. He would have his endowments accepted, appreciated, and trained to aid in the work of saving the beings he not only created, but gave his life to redeem from the slavery of sin. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we need not make the mistakes that cause to be written opposite our names the words, "weighed in the balances of the sanctuary and found wanting." Daniel 5, verse 27. Those who follow the divine leader in this world will be with him in the city of God. They will dwell with him upon God's great farm, the earth renewed and beautified. Eden will be restored. The Lord would not have us content with an allegiance to any earthly power. The infinite would bind us to himself in the bonds of divine love. We owe allegiance only to God, and we should be content to seek for no other inheritance save that which is as boundless as the universe and as enduring as eternity. As Christ's purchased possession, we are exalted to the highest ranks. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and are adopted into the royal family as heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away.